March Intensive is a week-long program where you have the chance to explore something you're very passionate about in an intense format. So think a week-long camp.
We pause our school activities and we study one thing intensely for that week. And the idea really is to get to study a topic you wouldn't normally study during school time, to get to know a faculty member you might not know or a staff member that you might not have in class, to have students interact with each other who might not be in the same classes.
There's a scuba diving intensive. Some groups go abroad. We had a group go to Arkansas to do Habitat for Humanity. We had a group go to Greece, a group to Italy.
And then there are a lot of things that you can do through Hanover, the high school, where it's like painting murals on the walls. You can do like stuff with our cafeteria and stuff, like making foods and doing like cultural food appreciation. I did lifeguarding at the Dartmouth pool, and I got my full lifeguarding certification.
The overall philosophy behind March Intensive was learning for the sake of learning. Get out of the classroom. Some programs travel, some programs stay local. We really preach healthy risk-taking at Hanover, and I think that original committee, with the vision that they had, really took a healthy risk, and it's been a great success from start to present day.
And it's a great way to step outside of the regular curriculum and be able to, not only for students, but also for teachers, explore something that you are interested in, that you are passionate about, and be able to spend this time being able to see kids shine. I didn't know that one of his students was a really talented artist, and being able to see this kid shine in a way that doesn't necessarily exhibited in a traditional classroom setting.
The program March Intensive first started with a very simple idea, and that was to tap into students' interests and passions and have it presented in a way that the anxiety related to grades and assessments was minimized and learning was prioritized. That's still the case. At the same time, you want to be sure that people are in fact engaged in learning.
Missing a whole week of school is a valid concern, but I believe that the social impact that March Intensive has on students outweighs the consequences of having a week off of school. And it's not really having a week off of school. It's a week where you're not learning math or learning science. You're learning different skills. This year I did Canine University, which was really exciting, and I was a student instructor for that. We spent a very long time planning it out. We had meetings every week going over the curriculum, what we wanted to teach, what ideas we wanted to put in place. It was really fun because you were able to see different students that you wouldn't have otherwise, and you were able to see teachers outside of the classroom setting.
I'd say from this year, we had a lot of students and parents and teachers come on our Rwanda trip. And I did not have the relationship with some of my teachers the way that I do now. Like, I might see a teacher that I went to Rwanda with and say, hey, what's up? Like, the stronger bond between the students and the teachers really, really, really bonded together. And it's wonderful.
It's a privilege to get to be the coordinator of March Intensive, and I really love it. You know, helping students develop new courses, helping community members join in and offer courses as well, helping staff with their ideas and turn sort of dreams into actual courses. There's the logistics of raising money for scholarships, the coordination of all the details that take place leading up to March Intensive Week. It's a learning experience that's going to stick with students, I think, for the rest of their lives. It's also, I think, a laboratory for staff. There are classes that have been developed and partnerships that have been formed between teachers and classes that started during March Intensive. So while it is a lot of work, I think the return that you get on your investment makes it well worth it.
I think what allows a program like this to flourish is the democratic nature of our school and the voice that students, staff, and faculty have. So this really started from the voice of students. It's gotten better and improved because of the staff and taking it on and valuing it. So I think a lot of good ideas are out there, and I think at Hanover High School, we value voice. And the voice of students and staff really made this come to life.